today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamu Alaikum. So welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about to enjoy worship. Salamu Alaikum. Today, Wednesday, is the 22nd of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. These are verses 64 and 65 of chapter Az-Zumar.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. قُلْ أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُونِي أَعْبُدُ أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ
Say, O Muhammad, is it other than Allah that you order me to worship, O ignorant ones?
وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَئِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ
And it was already revealed to you and to those before you that if you should associate anything with Allah, your work would surely become worthless and you would surely be among the losers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The verses in question are mainly addressed to the noble prophet, peace be upon him and his family, but all people are also involved in such efforts. Yet Allah Almighty addressed the prophet owing to the significance of the issue, indicating that even if the Prophet disbelieves for a single moment, his deeds will be in vain and will be among the losers. According to tradition, Imam Ali ibn Musa Reza inquired by Ma'mun concerning the verses in question. He said, such verses refer to the Muslim community, even if the Messenger of Allah is addressed herein.
Is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Our topic of this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio is to enjoy worship. Indeed, Islam enjoins Muslims to lead balanced lives in this world while striving for success in the hereafter by living righteously. Therefore, the concept of worship in Islam compasses not only the outward religious duties but also the development of a strong moral character good relations with people and striving for just and harmonious societies. Worship in Islam is as broad as life itself. It could be removing an obstacle from the road, helping someone in need, being good to your family, doing an honest day's work, sharing food with your neighbor, visiting a sick person, attending a funeral, and so on.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, today we are going to talk about how we can enjoy our worship and the acts of worship. Well, again, among other factors, is worshipping at night. To continue with one prayer or prayers that is continuously, we need to focus on one certain prayer. To find and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the sweetness of that certain prayer. So if we perform our worship sincerely and take care of ourselves and our actions throughout the day and night, we can taste the taste of praying, the taste of praying to God and enjoy it. After every prayer, we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to take away the joy of worship. It is mentioned in the hadith that the first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes from a sinner is the pleasure of worship, and this is God's highest punishment. In order to enjoy worship and prayers, one should first be diligent in self-cultivation. In purifying the self, in self-building, or what is being said as purification of the self. And after working on the self and purifying and starting purification of the self, we need to have a complete obedience to the orders of the Sharia and religious duties that has a great effect in reaching such a happy destination.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
Be Your Own Comparison in our topic, Worshipping Allah. To avoid getting burdened with worship, it is necessary that we don't always compare ourselves with others. We should know our own strengths and weaknesses. Other people have other strengths and weaknesses. Try to improve yourself regularly, but be kind to yourself. Know yourself. Improve your Quran reading. If you currently read one page a day, try to increase to 2 pages a day. Then try to keep reading 2 pages until it becomes part of yourself. Only then you can increase again. Allah loves those acts that are regular, even if they are few. Avoid to overburden yourself, because later this can cause you to drop drastically in your worship. We scroll on the ways to get closer to Allah. We're reached to don't despair. Put your trust in Allah. Strive to do all things with your fullest ability so that you can feel certain that if you fail in something or do not reach a goal, that it was by the divine will of Allah that the events that unfold are not just because your lack of trying. Accepting the will of Allah is essential in growing a closer relationship with Him. Allah tells us in chapter 9, verse 51, "Say nothing will happen to us except what Allah has decreed for us. He is our protector, and on Allah let the believers put their trust." When you put your trust in Allah, He can more easily accept the good and the bad that befalls you. He only wants what is best for His believers. Let go of any anxiety you have about the matter and put your trust in Him. He tells us in Surah Al-Anfal, chapter 8, verse 2, that our faith will be strengthened if we do. Imagine that He not only tells us how to worship Him, but He even tells us how to increase our faith. He is so merciful that we can't even imagine His limits.
And in the conversations of Fir'aun, between Fir'aun and Musa and Harun, he does not even mention the word Allah. He says, "Wama rabbuka ya Musa, wama rabbukuma ya Musa." Who is this Lord? What is this Lord that you profess to worship? And at the most desperate time, he called out to a God that he did not fully believe in. Had he done so with sincerity, Allah would have accepted from him. Allah would have accepted from him at his final moments. But what did he say? الَّذِي آمَنَتْ بِهِ بَنُوا إِسْرَائِيلَ وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. I submit. But I'm submitting to whatever they're submitting because obviously it's working for them. So there is something that resides within the soul, within the nafs, that recognizes its own incapacity, its own limitations. And so sometimes we profess that willingly and in a matter which is humble, in the matter that the Prophet and the Imams alayhi salam taught us, and sometimes we have to be forced to learn the lesson the hard way. We're told of the story of Amnimrud, the dictator during the time of the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Nimrud saw himself as God, correct? He saw himself, he said, "You know, you claim that your God creates, gives life and death. I also give life and death." He says to Ibrahim, he says, "I choose who gets to live for my subjects and who dies. So what's the big deal?" So Ibrahim tells him that my Lord, He rises the sun from the east and sets it in the west. Can you do the opposite? He could not do the opposite. Yet he still saw himself as a God. History tells us that he ruled for hundreds of years until finally the time for his ego to be crushed happened, when one day a little bug flew up into his nose and went into his head, which caused him the most severe headaches that he had never felt before. Pounding headaches. Nothing that the doctors could do would help him with the pain. The only thing that could help him with the pain, you know what it was? If he got slapped upside the head. It would give him temporary relief. So they brought a whole line of subjects. You know how some countries during Eid, they bring all the subjects to kiss the king's hand? The king has no idea who this person is. His great-grandson from who knows, you know. They're all there, they line up. They line them up to slap their king on the head, to provide him relief. And this is how he died. A bug crawled up in his head. This is a person who saw himself as God.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. I mean, enjoying worshipping Allah. on the next episode of today's special. Thank you very much, and fi amanillah.
So far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further and further away from you. Ooh, Allah, you brought me home. I thank you with every breath I take.